Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, presented by the Keystone Sports Network. As always, you can find all of our Penn State football podcasts online on our website, KeystoneSportsNetwork.com, or better yet, download our app, Keystone Sports, from the App Store on your phone. If you're not listening on our app, you're not doing it right. Welcome in, everybody. Thanks for joining us. As always, we have a full hour of Penn State football for you. I'm Andy Shea, sitting in for our good friend Dustin Hawkinsmith. Joining me is Greg Pickle, Penn State football beat writer for Penn Live and the Patriot News, and special treat for you, Ross the Boss, a.k.a. Yes. Ross Tucker, is here.
Highly questionable, by the way, that Dustin thinks it's a higher priority to take his daughter to Disney World than to talk about Penn State football in mid-May. Highly questionable.
Well, I get
where's the commitment? You know what I mean? Where's his loyalty? His daughter and a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World, or mid-May Penn State football with Greg Pickle's recruiting updates?
You can never do it. You get the JV team and me.
Yeah, without Dustin, we just lose everything.
Yeah. Poor guy always ends up going to hot places when he hates the sun and the beach. He really does.
I know.
But
he always tweets about it. It's pretty obvious.
He does.
It's pretty obvious.
He hates it, but he always ends up there.
I think his tweet was like, Disney World's like taking an awesome place and then adding 1,000 degrees and making you spend $1 million to be there. That was amazing. Absolutely amazing. By the way, nice plug for the app there, Andy. You're learning.
Thank you.
Because if you don't have the app on your phone, you are doing it wrong.
You are. We give you a lot of information.
Or you just don't like Penn State football that much. Your choice. Up to you.
We give you a lot of information you can't get anywhere else. You can get it right away on our app. And if you're not doing it on our app, you're not doing it right. We're going to kick off this week with Tucker's Tape, brought to you by GoPSURV.com. The rest of our show, the final three quarters, will be dedicated to our roundtable analysis of Penn State's depth chart A to Z across the board.
Which, by the way, I think is really cool because you almost forget some of the guys on the team if you don't do that.
I got a boatload of names to give out.
We talk about all the time the starters and the guys competing for playing time. Unless, like, Bobby Flo writes a story or we talk about – I forget some of these guys. Like 2 years ago, we were like, oh, they got this guy. They got Daniel Joseph. They got, you know, DJ Brown or, you know, whoever these guys are. It's like, oh, yeah, he's still – I mean, that's why they have 85 scholarships.
Right, right.
You know, there's a lot of guys still on the team.
And there's guys like Cam Sullivan Brown that you saw in the blue-white game where you're like, oh, I forgot about him. And then when you saw him play, you were like –
he might not play at all.
Yeah, he might not play at all.
Last year, the star of the blue-white game, like, transferred the next week.
Yeah. Yeah.
The DB from Chicago, from Cleveland.
Yeah, TJ Johnson. Yeah, no question. Yeah, you do forget about some of these guys at times, and it's funny because there'll be instances where you're looking at the depth chart and you'll see two or three guys move on to the position. You're like, how are they going to replace those two guys? And then you look and you forget about the five they brought in the last 2 years. Like, oh, that's how.
Well, and in all fairness, it's a healthy conversation to have because they have 85 scholarships.
Right.
And about 30 guys, like, really play.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, really play offense and defense. So that tells you 55 scholarship guys are not – like, it's hard. You know, people are like, oh, this guy was a bust. This guy never panned out. Or maybe it just means the other guy they got that same year really did pan out.
And was better.
It's a zero-sum game. You're only going to have 11 guys on the field at a time.
It's like 42 spots, even including special teams generally, and there's 85 guys. In other words, you have to be – the best of the best, you have to be better than half of the guys around you. So, all right, we're going to start with Tucker's Tape here on the Keystone Kickoff Show this week, brought to you by GoPSURV.com. If you want to rent an RV for a Penn State home game, single game, that's the key here. Go to GoPSURV.com and check it out. All right, we're going to talk about recruiting, Ross.
Yes.
And Greg. So Penn State's got three.
By the way, I was once again going to say how awesome GoPSURV is, but considering we're like 4 minutes into the segment and haven't really talked about it yet, I'll just say that. GoPSURV is awesome.
So there's two guys coming up on Friday that are going to announce their commitments. Penn State's a serious player for both of them. And the third one is coming up a week from this coming Monday.
Monday the 21st.
Yeah.
Yes.
Monday the 21st, and that is inside linebacker Brandon Smith. He is the third wheel in this. No, he is not a third wheel as an inside linebacker, but our focus this week is going to be on the two guys Friday. You have Devin Ford and Antonio Alfano. Which one do you want to do first, Ross? You're going to break him down for us. That's
because
Tucker State.
Looking at my notes, he's first.
All right, Devin
Ford.
That's
more convenient for me.
5'11", 195-pound, four-star running back from North Stafford High School in Stafford, Virginia. He's down to Penn State and Virginia Tech. He's the number three ranked running back in the country and a top 100 player overall. Penn State has had very good luck recruiting running backs under James Franklin.
They've had tremendous luck recruiting running backs, and they've done very well in Virginia. You know, Virginia's been a big state for them. You think about recently with Slade and Asiju. You think about Trace McSorley. What stood out to me about Devin, absolutely tremendous vision and lateral agility. Like, his ability, some of these guys are just kind of like home run hitters, or they have rare athletic ability. His vision is outrageous. Like, he found where to go with the ball every time and had the rare lateral agility to be able to actually get there. You know, to have the jump cut, to turn, to make the cuts. He's a slasher. I would say very good, but not rare speed. He's not like a 4.3. I don't know what he's listed at. Was he listed at 4.4, 4.5?
I think he's a 4.45 kid.
Yeah, he's fast, but he's not like – he's not Saquon.
Right.
Right? He's not like – in at the college level, he won't be like – there's a gap, and you won't be like, see ya. You know, Saquon, it was like he was gone. You just knew it. I don't think that Devin's quite that fast.
Is anybody quite that fast?
Not many. No, it's
rare. That
powerful.
That's
just rare. The kid from USC was last year, Ronald Jones.
Yeah.
When there was a gap, he was gone. He was gone. But that's – you're right. That's rare. You know, he reminds me a lot of Miles Sanders and Ricky Slade. Like, it's very clear to me that they have a prototype they want at running back. They don't really put that much of a premium on size.
No.
These guys are all in the buck 90, buck 85 to 205 range
right
at the start. They don't put a huge premium on size. They like guys that are very good out of the backfield, and that's exactly what Devin Ford is. He's a natural catcher of the football, looks good. My questions for him was a little bit the size. You don't see a lot of power on his video.
Right.
And that doesn't mean he doesn't have it. A lot of times they couldn't touch him. So
right. They couldn't
really
catch him.
He didn't really have to use
right.
it. But, you know, at a buck 95, I guess I would have liked to have seen, if it's there, a little more power running through tackles, running guys over. It's not his style. And frankly, you're not going to be able to do that as much at the college level anyway. But he's a very, very good player. But it sounds like, I mean, Greg, as we talk about this, more and more of the crystal balls are going to Virginia Tech these days, right?
It's interesting. I mean, I've seen it go a little bit of both ways. At one point, it seemed like it was trending towards Penn State. Didn't seem to bounce back towards Virginia Tech. I think when it comes to, you just mentioned all his on-field things, when it comes to all the off-field things that'll help him make this decision, I've actually seen it as we talk here. It looks like it's ticked back into Penn State's favor a little bit. As to, at one point, there were 8 predictions in for him. Now there's 24. So things starting to balance out there for the four-star from Virginia. But I think what it comes down to is this. If he feels like the Virginia Tech is the home state school that he wants to represent, he's going to be a Hokie. If he believes in everything that Penn State's selling him, if Nana Asidu, his old blocking buddy, who is signed, of course, with Penn State and will enroll in June, swayed him, and if he believes in everything Ricky Ronnie is doing and what Jawan Sider has to offer as the new running backs coach, he's going to Penn State. And I think at this point, if I was forced to make a choice, it would be Penn State. I just think that all the things they've been selling to him for a very long time will overcome any sort of in-state pride he might feel with Virginia Tech. And the big thing to me is that Stafford, Virginia, Fredericksburg, Virginia, where he's from, it's not really as close to Virginia Tech as people think. So it's not a proximity thing that will lose Penn State this race either.
I get curious. Yeah, I know we got to get to another guy, but I get curious about how much Ricky Slade impacts him, you know, knowing that there's a guy the year above. I don't think the kids care about that as much anymore.
I don't think they do either.
They now look at it like they can split time and they can, you know, it's almost perfect.
You're listening to the Keystone Kickoff Show, and this Tucker's Tape segment is being brought to you by GoPSURV.com. If you want to rent an RV for a Penn State game, check them out, GoPSURV.com. You can show up Friday, leave on Sunday. Your RV will be all ready for you. Transportation to and from the game from the RV park, tailgating, showcase on Friday night with the big screen to watch other sports and other games. They do it right. Any single game, check them out. All right, we've got one more to get to, Ross, before we get out. Antonio Alfano, 6'4", 285-pound, four-star defensive end from Colonial High School in Colonial, New Jersey. He's number five at his position nationally, number one player in the state of New Jersey, and a top 100 player overall in the country. He's down to Alabama, Penn State, and Georgia.
I was impressed watching him by his size. He's definitely powerful off the snap and uses his hands well. On offense, he finishes well. But I watched him and thought, okay, what position is he going to play, number one? And I didn't see as much of a burst as I was expecting. I thought he was like 255 pounds. I don't look up
heights and weights.
I don't want to see how many stars they have and stuff. Like, I want to just do my eval. Right. I read enough to know he was ranked higher or whatever. But I didn't. He's 286 pounds.
Yes.
So he is a rare athlete for 286. I thought he was like a 6'5", 250-pound kid that I thought, nah, he's not really enough of a burst for D-end. I don't know if he's big enough for D-tackle. I mean, I put down on my notes, position. Then I looked up that he weighs 286. he reminds me of Garrett Sickles and Buchholz, but he's a lot heavier than those guys. He's a lot bigger than those guys. He has the potential to be an elite interior rusher. I will say this. I'm always a little skeptical. He's on, what, his third high school now, Greg?
Yeah.
It was like Bergen, Rahway, and now he's at Colonia or right. something. That's always a little bit of a red flag, and you wonder what that means for him.
Yeah, I think it's probably why he was going to commit in December and then back off those plans and wait until now to make a decision. I just think that there were programs out there that saw some uncertainty about where things were going with him. I mean, let's be honest, you don't set a commitment date and then decide not to commit more often than not unless the school and or schools you want to consider are telling you something to the effect of, hey, why don't we slow down here? Why don't you to get some things together off the field before we can be okay with you being on the field for us? So not saying that was 100% certainly true, but I just think that, again, it's very strange to have a guy want to commit, all of a sudden not commit, change high schools a couple of times, either before or after that decision to commit or not commit, and then finally seem to settle down at a new place and then set a new commitment date for, what, 4 or 5 months later.
Yeah.
All right. The third one is Brandon Smith in this three-day window with Penn State. We'll break him down.
Yeah, we can talk about him after show. That Monday. Yep. We'll see what he does after the 21st.
Yep, we want to see what he does and whether he commits or not. All right, that'll do it for Tucker's Tape, brought to you by GoPSURV.com. Stick around. We got plenty of Penn State depth chart analysis coming up for you. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right. GoPSURV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
160,000 miles. That's on average how often you'll use your car insurance. But what if you could get help with more often? Maybe save a couple of bucks on clothes or at restaurants. What if you could even get rescued roadside when a tire goes flat or your battery dies? You can, when you're a member and your auto insurance is AAA. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about how AAA works at every mile.
Hey, Keystone Sports Nation, it's Scott Shirley, the Executive Director of Uplifting Athletes, inviting you to join us for the annual Gridiron Gala Saturday, June 9th in downtown Harrisburg at the Keystone Building. Features all-you-can-eat and drink, tailgate food, and special guests, including Devin Still, former Penn State All-American and NFL star, and most importantly, the father of Leah, who courageously beat her rare cancer and inspired millions. Visit upliftingathletes.org to learn more and help us tackle rare diseases. Hope to see you there.